With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The National Guard will start screening people who arrive in Montana by airplane or train beginning Friday to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Guard members will be at airports in Butte, Missoula, Great Falls, Helena, Kalispell, Bozeman, and Billings, and at train stations in Whitefish, Havre, Shelby, and Wolf Point. Guard members will be taking the temperatures of arriving passengers, notifying them of the state's 14-day self-quarantine for non-work-related visits, and referring anyone with a fever to medical personnel. In other coronavirus news, nearly 20,000 Montana residents filed new unemployment claims last week. Also, more than 240 people have tested positive for the virus in the state, although health officials say it's likely there are more untested cases. Governor Steve Bullock announced today the state is temporarily suspending certain requirements for Montana driver's license renewals and extending deadlines for vehicle registration to better adhere to social distancing guidelines intended to combat the spread of the novel coronavirus. In a press statement, Attorney General Tim Fox said he requested the governor's office to issue the directive with the intention of limiting the need for in-person encounters in state offices. According to Bullock's directive, citizens needing a driver's license renewal will be allowed to self-certify their ability to drive instead of requiring forms signed by medical and vision professionals. Online and mail-in renewals will be good for a maximum of 2 years and will be offered for the duration of the declared state of emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The state health department is expanding hours and staffing of call-in phone lines for mental health therapy and suicide prevention. As Edward O'Brien reports, this comes amid a surge of requests from Montanans seeking emotional support during the ongoing coronavirus crisis.
If you're losing sleep, feeling unusually anxious, lonely, angry, or depressed, you're not alone. The world is a scary place these days.
And we want to make sure that there are resources out there for people who are struggling during this time.
That's Zoe Barnard, who leads the state health department's addictive and mental disorders division. Barnard says there's a growing demand for mental health services that Montanans can get from home. The state health department is expanding call-in hours to what's called the Montana Warm Line.
It is not a therapy line. It's not a hotline. It's a real human connection for people that might be struggling emotionally.
The Warm Line typically gets between 250 and 300 calls per month. Barnard says it received that many calls in the last week and a half. The state health department says it's increased funding going to the Warm Line and other mental health call-in lines to pay for increasing staff hours.
Governor Bullock has identified mental health crisis needs as a priority amongst the many priorities at this time. And so we will, of course, attempt to access federal funding if that becomes available. But this is a big enough priority that we've just found a way to pay for it.
Montana is consistently ranked among the top 5 states for its rate of suicide deaths. Montana's 2 suicide prevention call centers typically get about 18 calls a day, but between March 13th and the 31st, state officials say they fielded an average of 39 calls a day. The Montana Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock is asking the U.S. Census Bureau to extend the self-response deadline for the decennial headcount. Bullock wants the deadline pushed back from mid-August to September 30th. In a letter to U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross today, Bullock says hard-to-count and rural populations may be missed, as some strategies are no longer viable due to response measures to the novel coronavirus. The U.S. Census Bureau recently suspended field operations until mid-April. Montana could gain a second seat in U.S. Congress and see increased federal funding with every resident counted. As of today, about a third of Montanans had responded to the 2020 census by mail, phone, and online. Cascade, Lewis and Clark, and Yellowstone counties lead the pack with 40% response rates. Rural counties in eastern Montana average response rate in the teens and lower. Glacier National Park has awarded a new labor services contract to provide drivers, dispatchers, and supervisors for the park's shuttle service. The Daily Interlake reports LC Staffing of Kalispell received the contract for up to 2 years to staff the park's 35-bus fleet, transporting visitors along Going to the Sun Road. According to Glacier Facilities Management, LC Staffing has recruited and employed park shuttle drivers since 2009. LC Staffing partnered with Flathead County beginning in 2010 to procure seasonal drivers to operate the vans and buses. The company will now work directly with the park. The Montana Department of Labor says it issued more than 35,000 unemployment insurance payments in the last week of March. The uptick is attributed to Montanans losing work hours as a result of the coronavirus epidemic. A federal relief package signed into law last week will add an additional $600 per week to unemployment payments. Those funds are not yet available but will be backdated to March 29th. The federal relief package also extended unemployment benefits to self-employed, gig, and contract workers. The state labor department received nearly 500,000 phone calls from March 23rd through April 1st, a volume it calls, quote, unprecedented, unquote. The department's website has crashed at times due to high volume of visitors. It's scheduled for maintenance for 4 hours tonight, making login and registration for the benefits site unavailable. DLI says it trained 70 job service and employment relations employees to answer frequently asked questions by phone. It encourages laid-off workers to apply for benefits at montanaworks.gov. The Wyoming Health Department is reporting 150 known cases of the COVID-19 illness. 16 of Wyoming's 23 counties now have confirmed cases, with Uinta County reporting its first case today. The Gillette News Record reports that the Cheyenne Regional Medical Center adopted a no-visitor policy, effective today, after two of its nurses tested positive for the illness. Three patients who tested positive have been treated at the facility, with one of them being released. The Laramie Boomerang reports that the University of Wyoming has begun using its 3D printers to make surgical masks for nearby hospitals. Working with local healthcare professionals, students printed 115 masks on Monday that were sent to the Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Cole Grant.